Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, the hottest podcast on the internet. I want to thank you for continuing to listen, share, download, and stream Situations with Sassy here on Bashani Radio, New York City, as well as worldwide on the top podcasting platforms. That is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify, and anywhere where you can get your podcast. This is 2023, and apparently January 8th, yesterday, was one of the largest or one of the biggest days for people to go online and find love. It is technically the first Sunday of the year. It's the first full week of the year. And one of the resolutions, besides losing weight and finding a better job or whatever it is it may be, but one of the resolutions on a lot of individuals' list is that of finding love. Where, you know, that individual that gets you, your soulmate, the person that was meant for you, your quote unquote person. And according to Statista, which is a online company or an organization that is one of the leading providers of marketing consumer data, broke down the biggest dating apps. And according to them, number one is Bumble. I kind of like the concept of Bumble. Bumble is where the man will match with you, but you'll never know if he matches with you unless you swipe right on him. So it's basically leaving it up to the woman kind of to make the first move. I don't mind that. I can be a bit aggressive in the things that I know that I want. And if I like you, I have no problem shooting my shot. Number two is Tinder. Really wasn't a fan of it. Number three is Badoo, B-A-D-O-O. I'm not really familiar with it. Number four is interesting. It's Ashley Madison. Now, listen, I interviewed the founder of Ashley Madison eons ago when I was on Blog Talk Radio. And Ashley Madison's motto or mission, well, I want to say their tagline is life is short. Have an affair. So specifically for those couples that want to add a little bit of extra juice to their relationship, it really and truly is a site for married men and women who, for example, may be flying into your town or may be in your area for the weekend and they're looking to hook up and you're down with it. And that is how you meet those types of individuals through Ashley Madison. As I said, eons ago, I interviewed the owner and or creator of this on Blog Talk Radio, and they allowed me to create a profile for free, and sort of like these other sites like Match.com, you can match with anybody, but in order to have like a conversation, they'll give you a freebie. But if that person doesn't match with you or if they're not a paying member, that message is going to go unanswered. And I know because I've been on the site and I absolutely don't like having to pay to talk to people. To me, that's just Sassy's thing. But they allowed me to put up a profile. Y'all, let me tell you. So they give you these tokens and these tokens allow you to interact with these individuals. So again, I had no photo up. I had a sketchy ass bio. And I had so many married men reaching out to me, letting me know, because I gave them my location. I'm in the DMV. And they were letting me know that they would be in Baltimore or in DC. And they were looking to hook up. And, you know, they'll take you to dinner. They say all the things that women want to hear. But the bottom line is they're married. And I don't do married, but I wanted to see how the app worked. And if I'm going to interview the owner, I need to know a little bit of how it works to give the information, or if, as I'm putting the information out here, to my audience. Now, again, this site is specifically for married people, but don't get it twisted. Okay? Statistics will tell you that more than 50% of the men on these dating sites are currently married and or involved in a committed exclusive relationship. They do have some that are on the dating site that, though they may not be committed, they are involved with someone. So almost like it's not exactly a relationship, but they're more than friends type of thing. So it's friends with benefits, with extra benefits, where you may do more couples things together. You may even take vacations, but it's still nothing exclusive within that situation. Hence, situations with Sassy. And hey, for some, they may even take you around to meet their family and friends. Doesn't necessarily mean that you are that one. I know plenty of men that will introduce you to their friends and their family, but they're introducing everybody to their friends and their family. I'm not introducing anyone that I don't have significant feelings for to my family or my friends. As a matter of fact, I may just refer to you in conversation as a location. You'll never even have a name. So say if you lived in, if you lived in Philly, or if you lived in, you know, in our area, I would say they're from PG County, or they're from, you know, just Southern Maryland. I'll say anything other than your name. And it was like, well, this person doesn't have a name. Well, not yet. They don't get to know that information. It may be a little quirky to some, but hey, it's how I operate and how I deal. But again, when you look at these, you look at these sites and they're telling you, you know, they're ranking them from the best to, you know, I don't want to say the best to the least, but these are the top 10. And the fact that this site of dedicated specifically for married individuals is number four should really tell people a lot. Number five is Match.com. Number six is eHarmony. Number seven is C-Date. I think that might be Christian dating. And number eight is Plenty of Fish. And all of these had a margin from 36% to 26% respectively. But it was only like a sample of about 400 or so people. But that sample size was for people between the ages of 18 and 64. So it kind of gives you an idea where people are in the dating aspect. And the dating world. And that being said, I want to share some dating statistics as you embark on this New Year resolution. Again, the top resolutions are to lose weight and to find love. And then after that, it's the health and prosperity and, you know, matriculation through your organization or college and things like that. But those are the top ones. And apparently, as I said earlier, that, the first full Sunday, the first full week of the year, was the largest, or where it would be the most people signing on to the majority of these top eight apps to find love. But I want to give you some statistics to kind of help you understand what singles need to know. So when it comes to shared interests and sex, they are important to a successful marriage. And this is according to a Pew Research study that was done in 2017, where 64% of married couples say having shared interests is important to a successful relationship. And 61% said satisfying sexual relationships is the key. So you have these two very huge aspects of marriage that they're saying. And basically they're telling you that not only is it important for you to have shared interests, but it's also important for your sex life to be satisfying. that kind of makes sense. Number two, it says that guys care more about who pays the bill than women. Over 6,000 heterosexual singles on a dating app known as Zeus said 86% of men say they prefer to pay the bill, while only 56% of women said they prefer the man to pay. On top of that, only 25% of men say they like it when a woman offers to pay. Now, I have no problem, especially if I am meeting you online, which is an inorganic fashion, and I meet you in person and I'm really not feeling you, the first thing I'm going to do is suggest that we go Dutch. I don't want to be beholden to anybody because I don't want to be beholden to anybody. I'm just going to leave it at that. This little funny thought just came to my mind and I'm going to share it with you, but not right now. If you live in a big city, it's harder to meet people if you're in a big city like New York or LA, Chicago, you know, one of those major cities, especially if you're in the coastal cities, you know, the East Coast, the West Coast. It's very, very hard. You're more likely to find love and romance in, you know, Midwestern states, maybe in Southern states, but if you're in a major, major big city, and people who live in big cities will tell you it's really hard. It is really and truly hard. You have more people that are choosing to stay single longer or indefinitely. And you could look at Sassy as an example. I'm not necessarily choosing to be single. I want someone in my life that doesn't want me to want them and isn't okay with me wanting other people. I want someone that wants me full stop, where I'll be enough. But until I find that person, I'm going to be single. I'm not going to settle. And I see a lot of us settling. And I look at these TV shows where, you know, they always want to talk about Black women being single. But again, and I know I've said this on plenty of shows, when you look at all of these reality dating shows, the majority of them are white women and white men. And you may have a smattering of African Americans or Hispanics or Asians that are thrown into that mix, but the majority of them are white. So it's not a Black issue, a Black woman issue. It is an issue for single people between the ages of 18 and 64 that are looking for love. And I know, oh, Sassy, they're 64, they're over 40. They could have found love and they could have lost it. We don't know. We don't know the story. But the fact that 18 to 64-year-olds named those apps that I discussed, the Bumbles, the Tinders, the Match, the Ashley Madisons, in their top 10 as a place to meet people, as to where they're going, their go-to sites, it tells you a lot. People are single longer and or indefinitely. Regardless of the fact when they say that the best time to get married is between the ages of 28 and 32, they still think that online dating is a good way to meet people. Pew did a study in 2015, and 59% of the people in the U.S. agreed that online dating was a good way to meet people. And that number was on the rise. In 2005, only 44% of the people surveyed said they thought online dating was a good way to meet. So that went up, you know, quite a few points. Don't fall into this trap that if you date someone for 3 months, it's likely you'll start a serious relationship. 3 months, 90 days. Remember Steve Harvey's book, Think Like a Man? You know, give the person a probation period before you give up the goodies. 3 months, a person can still be showing you their representative. I know people find it hard to believe, but you could still be meeting the person that they want you to see and not the person who they really are. You got to think about that. In 3 months, you may be getting the person that they want you to see and not who they really are. And as we get older, we need to accept individuals for who they are. And you can't accept that person for who that person is if in 90 days you are still interacting with their representative. And you really and truly don't really know, especially, you don't really know a person. I was going to say especially for me, but I think this is for everybody. You don't really know an individual until you see them happy, sad, angry. How do they handle conflict? If you have a disagreement, how do you handle your disagreement? How do you handle that? And I am not a fan of confrontation. I'm not. I know people will find that hard to believe, but I'm really and truly not a fan of confrontation. I don't like discord in my relationships. And I know that's unrealistic. I like my relationships to be easy and free. If it's hard and we're arguing all the time, it is not the relationship for me. And too often, women are bending themselves into pretzels trying to appease his ego and his emotions while letting their emotions take a back seat. And you get to the point where you're continuing trying to fit this square peg into a round hole, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work, regardless of what it is that you do. So I think that whole 3-month thing, you are most likely to start a relationship. I personally don't believe in that, but you have some people that do. I still think that in 30, 60, 90 days, people can be sending their representative. And I want to know who you are. Another way that people are attempting to date is strictly through text. And women, we've got to stop that. How do you hear the inflections and the diction, the vernacular? How do you hear their voice and their, you know, their happiness, their joy, their sadness, their anger, their sarcasm? You don't get that through a text. You're reading it in your head, in your voice, and not in theirs. I need to hear his voice so that when I'm texting him and he's responding, I'm hearing his voice as I read the text. I understand what words he's putting an emphasis on. If you've been dating for over 6 months, it might be time to discuss marriage. A survey, again, from the dating app Zusk showed that 56% of men and 54% of women want to discuss marriage after they've been dating for 6 months. They believe that technology can bring couples closer. 21% of mobile owners said they feel closer to their spouse or partner because of conversations they had via text. 9% admitted that they had resolved an argument over text message that they couldn't resolve in person. And 27% of internet users say their internet usage has had an impact on their relationship. And 74% said it was a positive one. Now, you hear all the time where people go on dates. One of my big no-nos on a date is the use of your cell phone. You're on a date to get to know that person, that individual, whether it's over drinks or coffee or ice cream at the dog park, at the park. It doesn't matter. You allow your family and friends, especially if you're meeting online, let them know where you're going. Let them know the location. Hell, send them a picture of the dude or the girl that you plan to meet. But your safety is always first and foremost, number one. But I can absolutely believe that a lot of relationships are negatively impacted. A lot of people say that it's been positive, but I really do think it's more of a negative impact when it comes to technology, especially in a lot of relationships, because you have access and you have that validation factor where people are hearting or liking your photos and commenting on the pictures that you're posting. It can give you an ego boost for men and women. And that can also open up the door to the devil with people sliding in your DMs and in your inbox. So that's a whole nother thing. Finally, men and women both want someone who's honest. They want someone who's fun, has a sense of humor, is family oriented, and is easygoing. But the bottom line, we all want someone that's honest. And if we go back and we look at the fact that one of these, the statistics is that after 3 months of dating, you're most likely to be in a serious relationship. Again, I say that you may not know that person because that 3 month mark is still that window of opportunity for them to show you the representative. Same-sex couples don't care about age as much as heterosexual couples. And coffee or dinner dates are the best way to go. Women in their 20s and 30s use the word dinner most often when describing their ideal date. However, women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s and older list coffee. So remember, ladies, date means dick at the end. I just had to say that. But I just had to say that. I thought that was a little funny, but I just wanted y'all to just hear a couple of these statistics. I went through a few of them. I didn't go through all of them. But in this time frame, since everybody is online still, I've been doing Situations with Sassy for how long? And I've done how many shows giving out different statistics about online dating and the fact that people are still dating online. If you don't believe me, I can give you the sources. Of course, I cited the Pew Research, Pew Institute. I've cited Zusk. I've cited Statistica. All of these are out here. If you don't believe Sassy, because what the hell's the Sassy know? Sassy's not in a relationship, and then she's giving out all these statistics on dating. Trust me, I've heard all the bullshit. All of it. And in order for me to share the information that I'm sharing with you, I want to make sure that I go to reputable sites and get the information that I need. So you can believe me or not. Again, I've given you the sites where you can go and you can actually look up these statistics. I'm not lying to you. There's no reason for me to lie to you. I want you to find your person. The goal of Situations with Sassy is to get women to be accountable for their actions and for what they allow in their lives. And if you're looking at these statistics and you're reading things online and you're going to these different quote-unquote gurus, which I don't count myself as a guru, I just count myself as a person that gives commentary on love, sex, and dating. And I want everybody to be successful at it. I want everybody to be happy. I want everyone to be able to find their person. That is it. So listen, that's it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. Until then, I will talk to you in a week. Again, Happy New Year, everybody. Let's make 2023 the best year yet. Peace.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.